Blog Talk Radio.
This is George Gamond, and welcome to the show. It's the Tuesday show. And how is everyone? Did you recover from Halloween? Did you eat too much candy? Or your kids have too much candy that you ate? Right? I don't know. But yeah, my granddaughter lives in Colorado, and she's like 17 months, something like that. So they went out trick-or-treating with her because she's so cute. She was dressed as a cat. And I guess they got a whole bucket or two buckets worth of candy. And my son-in-law, I guess, is going to consume most of the candy. Hopefully he'll do it slowly over a slow period of time. I didn't get any trick-or-treaters because I live inside of a gated thing. And so no trick-or-treaters. So I have some candy if anybody wants some. I can ship it to you. Okay, how's everybody today? So what are we going to talk about? Kind of the theme and the show is about don't worry, be happy. And let me read you what I wrote this morning, and it was kind of inspired by my spirit guides to write this, so I won't claim originality in any of this, good or bad, right? And so I go take your calls, and let me read this, and then you can call in, and we can talk about what's going on in your lives, and if you want to look into your future, because it does relate to your future. All of this relates to you and what's going on in your lives in the future. Believe it or not, it's all going to relate to you in some way or another. So let me read what I wrote this morning, where I was inspired to write. And the title was, Why Struggle? Or in other words, no reason to worry. I received an interesting message from my spirit teacher this morning. Quoting them, we in the non-physical world believe that you have no reason to worry or struggle. We are here for you, all of us. This could be your ancestors or your spirit guides. We love to solve your problems. We get great deal of satisfaction, I got to edit that, from helping you get solutions. Okay, but you have to do two things. First, ask for our help and turn the problem over to us. Next, get out of the way. Stop thinking about the problem. Stop coming up with half-baked ego solutions. Just go have fun and let us do the work. You will know it is a solution because you will feel really good. Your bodies will light up. A peacefulness will overwhelm you. Your action part will be easy with and without struggle. The inspired song is true, absolutely true. Don't worry, be happy. Now, I thought about that a lot after I got it, the message, and what they said, and I think the key thing I got from this message as I was getting it and writing it out is that they really want to solve our problems for us. And I got this really cool energy from my spirit teachers that's their job to a large extent is helping us. They get a lot from it of helping us to solve our problems. And it's not it's like, oh, a guy, another problem from a human. What are we going to do with it, right? Yeah, no. It's like, oh, good, a problem. They've given us another problem to solve. So let's come up with a solution. It's like giving your problems to a committee of geniuses who are going to solve your problem and work out a solution for you. That's how it works. But as they said, first of all, you have to ask for their help. Have to ask your great-grandmother or your spirit guide or an angel or whatever you want to call it and say, hey, I have a problem. I need your help. I need a solution. And then turn it over to him. What's that expression? Let go and let God. Let go and let God. I'll get to how this relates to doing readings in a minute, but the second part of that is really cool. It's like they're saying to you, okay, you've given us the problem. Let it go and stop thinking about it. You've turned your problem over to spirit, to God, however you want to phrase it. Now let it go. Completely let it go. And go have some fun. Don't try to come up with a solution that's not inspired. And then they did say that, yes, you will know it's an inspired solution when it feels really good. When your body quivers and shakes and goes, oh, that's, I love that. I love that. And then when you put it into place, it works out fairly quickly. You take that solution that's given to you from spirit. Now it might come from somebody else and you go, yeah, okay. I'm asking for a solution and bam, it comes to me. Yep. Solution. Thank you, God. So it works out really well. Now let's turn this around a little bit. And I have some articles on this too. We'll get into some of the articles I have that relate to worry and why not to worry. Why not worry? What's the advantage of worrying? Well, absolutely nothing, but we'll talk about what physical problems worry causes you and mental problems. And that's a good reason to turn it over. It's because of the physical problems that affects you. So how does it work in a reading? So, okay, you have a problem and you call a psychic or you call somebody and you say, I have a problem. And what a psychic or a good spiritual teacher is going to do is get a message from you from spirit, okay, that looks at your problem and gives you a solution. You're asking for a solution. You turn yourself over. You're asking a psychic or a spirit teacher to give me a solution. Give me something that's inspired that'll help me. And they give you a solution. Now, it's got to feel good, first of all. Whatever solution I give you or anybody else gives you, we go back to what Spirit said, it has to feel good. It has to resonate with you. It has to like harmonically resonate with your being for it to be a solution. So if you ask me a question or ask any psychic a question and they give you an answer and it feels good, now the next step going along to what Spirit said is, okay, now, just accept it. Okay, I got it. I got the answer. I'm going to get out of the way. I'm only going to do what action is required of me that feels good. Now, if it's a prediction to the future, yes, you're going to meet some guy and or woman in 3 months. Now, do you continue to ask for it? Or do you trust that there's a solution? Now, that's the biggie, isn't it? That's the big, huge one because all people do it. I've done it. You probably have done it, where you ask for advice from a spirit teacher or a psychic or whatever you call them, a medium. They give you an answer, and you immediately turn around after a day or two, even though they say in a month or so you're going to meet somebody or a job's coming in a couple weeks. Don't worry about it. It's going to happen. They see it. You know, all you have to do now is just be patient and wait for it. It's going to come. What do people normally do? They turn around and call somebody else a day later or within the hour, within 5 minutes. They want validation. So let's say 4 people are telling them the same thing. It's coming really soon. Now what do they do with that information? Do they accept it and go play and have some fun and go, yeah, it's going to happen. I'm pretty sure I want it to happen anyway. If you take the law of attraction into play here, if somebody tells you something that feels really good to you and you can see it, you can feel it, you're going to meet somebody in a month and you're going, whoa, I love that one. That one feels really good. Now, do you hold on to that feeling? Do you hold on to that belief? Because the fact that you're holding on to the belief and it feels really good and you're holding on to that, yes, it's going to happen soon. I know it's going to happen. You're pulling it towards you. The law of attraction is working then for you. It's working. It's working because you're vibrating with that answer. Okay. It's going, wow, I can do this. Yeah, this is going to happen. So you hold on to it. And you're pulling it in. You're pulling it in. You're drawing it in with that energy, that belief that it's going to happen. You draw it in. You draw it in. You draw it in. But what happens immediately thereafter if you say, I don't know, I'm not sure, and your ego is going, nah, that can't happen. It hasn't happened in the past. Why should it happen now? Well, let me talk to somebody else about it. Now let me call three other people, and you get conflicting answers, and then you're confused. And I've heard that psychically. I mean, I've heard that from people that, oh, this person's promised me a job, and that person has promised me a job, and so there's a lot of confusion. There's a confused energy, and spirit's looking at you going, I don't know if they really want this. I'm not sure if they really want this because they're all over the place. Okay, I know I'm kind of go off, and I'll get into some articles, but and waiting for your calls. But so let's back up a little bit. Okay, how can I help you then? Call in. Let's see what your ancestors have to say about your future. Let's see what spirit guides have to say about your future. Let's see if you resonate with the answer. And then if you resonate with the answer, if the answer feels good, then let's put into play what you can do to manifest that. The action you have to do a lot of times is really nothing. The action you have to do is really nothing. If you believe something and you accept something, all you have to do is wait for a solution to come to you. And the moment that you're given the answer, there's really not much to do. Go have some fun. Go enjoy life. Go play. Because the answer will come to you. And then, aha, okay, that feels good. Yeah, that feels right. I got to do this or I got to do that. I need to do this. I need to do that. Because you're inspired. The answer is inspiring you. But if you're getting six or seven different answers, you've created confusion within yourself and from the universe. The spirit is going, ooh, I'm not sure they want this. I don't know what they want. Yeah, well, they asked, but now they're changing their mind again. They're questioning it. They're doubting it. Their vibration is not in alignment with what they want. So call in. I'm not saying I'm the only expert out there that can give you an answer. And if you need to go to different people, but if it starts to get like so confusing that you hear all these different answers, then back up. Which one felt the best? Which one felt really good to you? And go with that one. Go with the one that feels the best, the answer that feels the best to you. And stick with that. Look forward to that. Magnify that energy of that answer. Put it out to the universe. Yes, I know it's coming in a month. Yes, whatever it is coming in a month. I just know it. I feel it. I touch it. I was given that vision, and I'm holding on to the vision of it because I know it's coming in a month. And I'm blanking out all the other experts because this one feels really good to me. So you're the one who determines whether it's true or false, whether it's going to happen or not happen by your attention on the answer. So if somebody's giving you answers and they're looking into your future and they're looking into the future that you're really creating yourself, okay, the law of attraction, you're putting your stuff out there and you're creating it. So if a psychic or whoever is giving you an answer and you're going, that feels really good, I like that one, hold on to it. Start visualizing it. Start seeing it. And what you're doing is you're magnifying that energy. You're becoming that magnet for what you want. So the theme of the show, if you come in later, is about don't worry, be happy. And basically, there's no reason to struggle in life. And that's a big statement, isn't it? That's what Spirit said this morning. There's no reason to struggle and there's no reason to worry. If you follow the steps properly, there's no reason for it. And if you have trust, I guess that's the word there, huh? Going back to their steps, again, what you do, ancestors, spirit guides, God, source, whatever you call it. Okay, I have a problem. I need your help. And I'm giving it to you. I'm giving it to you. Step one. I'm going over these again because people join me late in the show. Step two is get out of the way. Absolutely get out of the way. Stop coming up with ego answers, as they said. What did they say? They said something kind of cool. They said something to the effect at, well, first of all, they said they love to solve our problems. That's their job, is to solve our problems. They love to solve our problems. That's what they're all about, is solving problems, our problems. They like to sit around and think, oh, let's see, let's come up with a solution for what's her name and what's her name. So they said the next step, step one is turn it over, get out of the way. Then stop thinking about the problem. Now, that's really important. Stop thinking about the problem. Once you've turned it over, stop thinking about it. Stop coming up with half-baked ego solutions. Just go have some fun and let us do the work. And then, as they said, once you get an answer, once your solution comes to you, however it comes to you, it's going to feel really good. And then you hang on to it. And you go, ah, that's it. I know that's the answer. I'm going to do it. Now I can take action. I get the answer that feels really, really good, and I'm going to do that. So I'm relating that to what we do as psychics, as mediums, or whatever you call us, that we give you an answer that Spirit's giving us. We become that instrument of the answer, the solution. You know, you're getting a job in a month. Your boyfriend's coming in 2 weeks. He's right around the corner. We've become the instrument of their solution, delivery. We're a delivery service for Spirit's solutions, whoever you come to. But the point is, the solution has to feel good to you. It has to resonate. You have to, the hairs on your arm, you have to get the goosies all over your arms going, that's it. That's the solution. That feels really good. And then you hang on to that solution. And then you start to visualize that solution and you start to feel that solution. And then you become the instrument of the law of attraction to pull it to you. Okay, I've gone on and on about this, but I think it's a really important point that I'm trying to make. It's whoever you talk to, whoever you go to for answers, but once it starts to feel good, go with it. Don't try to keep looking for an answer, especially if you start looking for ones that suddenly don't feel good, and then you get confused. Whoever it is, you might talk to five people, but if one of them feels really good to you, you're the one who recognizes Spirit's involvement in it. And once you recognize that, that one feels really good. I got the hairs on my arm went up. I'm just like, wow, I can see that happening. You hold on to it and you start to visualize it. Then you become the instrument of the law of attraction. I'm saying this over again because, you know, just a little bit of emphasis on the importance of it. I do have a caller. And then we'll get into the physical effects of worry. Why worry doesn't help you at all. You can't be in worry and get solutions. You have to get out of worry. Spirit didn't talk about that, but they've talked about that in the past a lot. Get out of worry and get into a state of solution, which is allowing solution. Okay, let me take a call, and then okay, I can't talk. I've been talking too much here. Let somebody else talk for a while. That was a lot to chatter. Hello?
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 Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Are you there?
Hello?
Yes. Who am I speaking to? Lori. Your name, please. Lori. So what's going on, Lori? Lori, what's going on?
I'm sorry. I didn't know it didn't work. Okay. Thank you for taking my call.
Now, you heard my show, right? What I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes, totally.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. So I moved somewhere. I'm from Canada. I'm living in the middle of the bush. Almost in the middle of the bush. There's people around me, but not a lot. I've moved to a very isolated area for reasons. I needed to leave where I was, just for mental reasons. And
well, good for you. Good for you.
Yeah, I just it's kind of.
Well, you know that's not forever, right?
I don't know if I could stay.
This is not forever. This is for a short period of time until you get your life back in order. You know that.
I'm hoping, yeah.
Well, short period of time is not a week. I mean, obviously, it's going to be longer than a week, but yeah.
Okay. It's been 3 years.
So what's the question? What's the question?
I want to know if it's time for me to move, if the Spirit sees me moving. Is it time?
Okay, well, let's look into your future and see what your ancestors might say about this, because it's a female energy. It's on your father's side of the family. It's like a great-grandmother type person. Yeah. Yeah, she's kind of fun. She's cool. She's interesting. She likes you a lot. She's one of them, or all of them, were prompting you to do this originally. You got some prompts from Spirit to do this, didn't you?
You know what? It happened
move.
Really fast. I just
well, that's
did
you
it.
Do.
So,
yeah, that's when Spirit. That's when you usually get that aha from Spirit to do it. Do it. Just do it. Get it done. Get her done now. Right. So they want to know, you want to know when they're seeing you move, right? Spring.
Yeah.
Spring.
Yeah.
Spring.
Okay.
You know what spring is?
Yeah.
April.
Rebirth.
April, May.
Yeah.
April, May time frame. Yes, absolutely. Now, how does that feel to you? Because going back to what I was talking about earlier, how does that feel to you when I say April, May time frame?
Well, I'm afraid to be here another winter. They're very isolated. So, but I have to get my resume in order and get my, you know.
Yeah. Okay. So I don't see it. Maybe March, but I don't see it any sooner than that.
Okay.
So you well, if you don't agree with that answer, and that's cool because I can get that because Spirit's saying, well, you're going to be gone and you're going to be in this new place by April and it's going to be fun, right? They're telling you you're going to be moved by April. If you want it sooner, start visualizing sooner. But I just don't get you moving before winter is over. You might start the whole process in February or February, okay? But it's going to take time to complete the process.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, you're saying you want to be out of there by January, February, and I don't see it. They're not telling me no. They're telling me spring. You'll be out by spring.
Okay.
I like that
good
expression, out by spring. So that could be a little. It could be March.
Yeah. Perfect.
So look forward to it. Start your planning now. It's not that far away, really. It's November already. Believe it or not, this is November 1st.
It is when it's 40 below for a very long time.
Kind of cold.
It is cold.
It's
Northern Canada.
Northern Canada. Ooh, yeah,
that's
chilly. So where do you want to go?
That's all right.
Where do you want to go?
I don't know.
I'm sorry?
I don't know. I have two kids in the country. I'd like to be closer to them.
Okay, so figure out where you want to go first.
I was letting the job pick the place. I'm going to apply for jobs and let that decide where I'm going to go.
Okay. Well, but then you still want to apply for jobs in the areas that you want to live in generally, right?
Yes. But I figure whatever I'm supposed to be, as long as I put the resume out, Spirit will guide me to where I'm supposed to be.
Well, that's a good attitude. But you got to tell them too. Hey, here's my resume. I'm putting it out there. I really want to be in a warmer place. Don't send me anything colder, you know? Don't, no more colder. I want warmer.
Okay.
I can take 10 below, but I can't take 40 below. Well, you'd like,
No.
Unless you want to go to Hawaii, but I don't think you're going to make it there.
No, I don't think so. I'm going to stay in Canada.
You're going to get there. Yeah, you want to go to Ontario, don't you? Southern Ontario.
I live in Ontario. Yeah.
Closer to Toronto, maybe even further south.
Yeah, and I want a spiritual connection as well, so I have to be somewhere that I can open myself up to.
Hamilton or something. Hamilton or someplace like that, right?
And how do you know about Canada and Hamilton?
Because I was a child, I lived in Michigan, and we used to go over, so I know a little bit about the area. And I had friends who lived, company I worked for years ago, we had an office in Toronto. So I used to get visitors from Toronto all the time. So I know a little bit about your area. Okay.
Interesting. Okay. Thank you.
But you're in this frozen tundra. So okay. Take care.
Okay.
But yeah, it's
thank
next
you.
Spring. Next spring.
Great.
I know you're going sooner.
Bye.
Okay. We'll see what happens. Call me.
Okay.
When you get, okay. Bye.
Thank you.
Yeah, next spring. See, if that resonated with her, she didn't completely resonate with her because she wants to be out by February. Spirit's saying no. But, you know, you can just say, hey, heck with you, Spirit. I'm out sooner. But then you may not get the perfect job yet either. You may not get the absolute thing that you want to do. You know, I would say to somebody like that, you would put it out there to the universe. Okay, I want to be out of here by February 1st and see what goes. See how it goes. And you know, start visualizing moving to someplace where there's still snow on the ground because that's what she's looking for. Someplace, another place in Canada where there's snow on the ground still because there will be snow in February most likely, right? Okay, so we'll leave that one alone. That was kind of fun. Wasn't that fun? Yeah, what Spirit has to say to you about your future. I just saw snow on the ground still. I didn't, you know. March says snow. Yeah, it doesn't get. Well, I don't know with climate change. I don't know what Canada's like with climate change now. I don't know if there's still snow in March, but I'm assuming there still is. We never get snow here in Southern California. But then we have our own things, you know. There's no absolute perfect spot. Sometimes you move to a place because, oh, you think, wow, the weather's really beautiful. Then you sit on a freeway for an hour to go 5 miles and you're going, or 20 miles, you're going, yeah, it's not so perfect, is it? Or housing is so expensive that we don't get to eat this month because we have to pay rent. Yeah, so, you know, it's all relative, right? Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. Whom am I speaking to?
This is Tammy. Thanks for taking my call.
Is it Tammy or a Tammy, right?
Yes.
With a T?
Yes.
So what's going on with Tammy today? How is your life? Did you eat too much candy?
Well, no, I didn't. I ate too much cake.
I don't know. Yeah, that old thing, that old joke about cake, you know, has all the nutritional agreement. Yeah, you got your wheat, you got your eggs, you got your milk, you got this, you got that. Hey, it's a balanced meal. Eat some cake, right?
If it's a carrot cake, you got your vegetables.
Yeah, see? Perfect. That's a good excuse, isn't it?
Yes, I was just wondering what you had to say about stop worrying and have some fun. And I just, in my life, I'm really trying to stop worrying, and I just keep running into turbulent times with my son, and I don't know how to do. I quit worrying, but I don't really understand what the core problem is, and if it's me.
With you or him?
Both of us. I mean, why can't we, you know, just come back together? And I just
Well, let me see what I get.
I want to know how to have fun with it all. Back to having fun.
Okay, well, let me give you a couple ideas I hear for you, and this is from Spirit. I'm trying to get Spirit to comment on this. I'm not a therapist, that, you know, and I've read a lot of this stuff, but they remind me of what I read sometimes. But there are things that you like about your son, right?
Right.
There's got to be something you like about him. There's got to be at least one thing you like about him, right? At least
right.
one. So
right.
start showing appreciation for what you like about him. Start showing appreciation for the things he does that are okay. Just okay. At the very least, okay, right?
Okay. I can do that.
Whether either to him or to yourself, because part of it, you're saying, I really appreciate, you know, do a little rant of appreciation in the morning. I really like my son because of this and this and this and this. Stay away from the negative stuff. Follow me?
Okay. I get you.
And then start, you don't have to say this out loud, but you can send him love. Just send him love. Just start sending him love. Hold your son.
32.
Well, he's an adult. Right?
Right.
Do you treat him as an adult? Do you treat him as an adult? But he acts younger, doesn't he?
Yeah, I do.
I do
my best to treat him as an adult, but he doesn't act like one.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. He's like 23 mentally sometimes, right?
Okay,
he's still a kid.
Yeah.
He's still a kid. But you put up a firm wall of not allowing him to – his actions – let's put it this way. Even though he's 32 and he acts like a kid at times and he acts impulsive, right?
Right.
Okay? And he does things that you go, oh, my God, he did that again, right?
Right.
But aren't they his lessons? Aren't they his karma, to use an expression?
Yes.
Now, think about this. And I'm not. Let me ask you a question. Okay, let me ask you a question. This is what I hear. What he does a lot of it impact you personally? I mean, I'm sure there are things that impact you personally. Do you know what I mean?
He won't let me see my granddaughter.
Okay, I knew there was something there that really triggered all this. It's the granddaughter, right?
Right.
More than anything.
Right. But the behavior was there before she came along.
Right.
So it
but
just, it hasn't changed at all.
How old's your granddaughter?
Six.
Okay, this is what I hear for you now. You can accept this or not accept this, and I'm hearing from spirit. Accept
okay.
the lessons. Accept the lessons related to love, as in showing them love. Just showing them love. Never give in on the concept of being frustrated or angry at him because of this. Just continue to show love. He will soften as to his attitude about you and seeing the granddaughter, and this will soften him to allow you to see her again in the near future. Okay?
Okay.
He's got a chip on his shoulder. You know that.
Well,
and it's not
why does he have
not
a,
for oh just
for what
people
reason?
People pick up stuff along the way. It's not necessarily you. It's maybe something that happened in school, something a teacher told him, or this bad person or that person. And
yeah.
or maybe sometimes people are prejudiced against parents because they assume that the parents don't want them to succeed.
Right. Okay.
You say something when he's 4 years old, and then he takes it to heart, and now it's stuck with him forever. And you might have said something in anger, his father might have said something in anger to him when he was really young, and he's taken to heart, and now he's doing this. So you have to show him love. Okay, you will see your granddaughter. Spirit's promising you will see your granddaughter. I mean, not before she's, you know, before she's a teenager, obviously, but in the near, not too distant future.
Okay.
But you have to turn it over. It's like what I said. You have to turn it over to spirit and say, or God, or however you phrase it. Okay, God, I got a problem here. I want to see my granddaughter. My husband's in the way. Help us to remove him out of the way of seeing my granddaughter. Bring me a solution.
Okay.
It's a prayer, it's a meditation, however you do it. Just say, you know, I really want to see her. This is why I want to see her. I really appreciate her, and I really want to see her. And bring a solution to us to do this.
Okay.
And what I hear is a solution. It's not the ultimate, but you'll get an ultimate solution. That
okay.
just not getting caught up in his stuff, not getting caught up in his attitude, okay?
Okay.
Showing appreciation for what he does well and what he's good at, and constantly showing him love, he'll break down. The barrier will break down. He will realize, I'm a jerk.
Okay.
He is a jerk at this point, right?
He is. He's a bully.
Yeah, but it'll break down. You know, it's the old adage that I get all the time is you know, sometimes you have to throw sun on. Yeah, if somebody is having a really miserable attitude about life and it acts like they're just kind of hunkering down and whatever, what you need to do is show them love and they soften and show them
okay.
appreciation. Praise him if you get a chance for whatever he does. You know, sometimes
I'm sitting here going, oh my gosh, how could I have done that today? And it's like he's mean, he's a bully, he's angry, you know.
Okay.
It's like,
okay,
let me ask you
a question. I know we're going on a long time about this, but it's a good example. Does he work?
Yeah.
Yeah. Does he provide for your granddaughter?
Yes.
Okay, those are things to appreciate. I really appreciate that he works. You don't have to tell him that. If you get an opportunity, you can tell him, I really appreciate the fact that you're working and you're providing for, you know, whatever
okay.
name is, right? Okay. Does he have a house? Does he provide a house for them to live in, or an apartment, or whatever it is, right?
Yes.
So I appreciate you provided a safe place for both of you to live in, right? I appreciate the fact that you're keeping her safe.
Okay.
Just look for those little things. You know, don't look for all the negative stuff.
Okay.
You know, part of his bullying is protecting her. Now, whether
from
you accept
what?
That or not, not just
I
life,
do,
people.
But I'm like, from what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, life, people. You know, not necessarily you, but in life. Okay, protecting her. He's her guardian. He's protecting her. Don't put yourself in the middle of that protection. Think, well, he's protecting me for him, her from me. No, don't go there. Just realize
okay.
that he's there to protect her. He's using his energy to try to make her life a little better. Okay.
I hear you.
But look for those things, because that's the appreciation breaks down that energy, and it breaks down your energy, softens you, and it'll soften him in the long run. You'll see her.
Okay.
Try it. What you're doing now is not working, right? Is it working now, what you're doing?
No, and I choose to do nothing, because anything I do doesn't work.
Okay, well, try love, and try love and appreciation. See if that gradually breaks it down. You're not expecting miracles overnight. Tomorrow he's going to call you. I'm so sorry, I've been this way for so long. Let me bring my granddaughter over. Don't expect that, but expect it to break down. Okay? It will.
Right.
Got it?
I got it.
Take care.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So much.
Bye.
Bye.
We went on for a while, which is good. It's okay. You know, I found that. And I've actually seen that work. Not necessarily in a son-daughter situation like that, but close to it, where there's a lot of belligerence on one party towards the other party. And some of it's perceived and some of it's real. And some of it, it's, you know, because we have belief systems which we develop at a very young age from different sources. Our environment teaches us beliefs. It could be our parents. It could be our teachers. It could be our siblings. It could be the kid next door, the bully next door that teaches us to bully. Whatever it is, we have belief systems. But those belief systems can be broken down with love and appreciation, and realizing that, oh, she's not out to hurt me. He's not out to hurt me. Actually, they're caring about me. And that takes time to break that, soften that nut craziness. Okay, so we're talking about, don't worry, be happy. So she wants to have more fun. So she needs to focus on fun. Focus on doing things. Just turn it over. Okay, God, help me. And I'm going to turn it over to you. I'm going to get out of the way. And you show me solutions. And I'm just going to apply some love and appreciation, and I go about my life, and I'm going to enjoy my life and know that a solution will come. I'm a good person. I know it's going to happen. Let's talk. I got a few minutes left. Anybody else wants to call in? That's a word filler, isn't it? How about a little bit on worry? A little bit. And I didn't want to get too deep into this. I'm not going to get into what happens when you physically, but because worry is like, I as I've said and Spirit has told me and, you know, been hearing for a long time, you can't worry and have solution in the same place. You can't create worry and solution. And I want to just amp up the idea of what worry can do to you. So you reason, oh, I don't want to worry. I just want to turn it over. I want to get out of the way, because worry does not believe. Okay. Can excessive worry make me physically ill? Not excessive, chronic worry. Always worry about something. Oh, my mother was like this. Always worry about something, right? And emotional stress can trigger a host of health problems. The problem occurs when a fight or flight is triggered daily by excessive worry and anxiety. The fight or flight response causes the body nervous system to release stress hormones, such as cortisol. These hormones can boost blood sugar levels, that's not good, triglycerides, blood fats, and can be used by the body or for fuel. Okay, so your body's using this stuff because it wants to fly or get out of the situation. You know, it wants to run from the saber-toothed tiger or the mastodon in primitive times versus now. You can't run like that. You can't just go out in the woods and run like a crazy person to get away from whatever's bothering you. I guess if you could, you would. I don't. That wouldn't help. So here are some of the physical symptoms of excessive worry and stress: difficulty swallowing, dizziness, dry mouth, fast heartbeat, fatigue, headaches, inability to concentrate, irritability. Ooh, that's a big one, huh? A lot of irritability out there, right? Muscle aches, muscle tension, nausea, nervous energy, rapid breathing, shortness of breath, sweating, trembling, and twitching. So you have all this extra fuel in your body, and it needs to be dissipated. And so you have all these symptoms because you're trying to just sit at your office or sit at your desk, and you're worrying about something, and your body's reacting because it wants to do something. But it's not something you can do in this time frame. So what do you got to do? Stop worrying. So with excessive fuel in the blood, it wasn't used for physical activities. The chronic anxiety and outpouring of stress hormones can have serious physical consequences, including suppression of the immune system, which means you'll get sick all the time, right? Digestive disorders, muscle tension, short-term memory loss, which is not fun either, premature coronary artery disease, and heart attacks or stroke. Oh. So you have a couple alternatives here, according to the article, according to Life, right? And then excessive worry and high anxiety go untreated. They can lead to depression and even suicidal thoughts. So what do you do about that? One way was you start to worry, you go exercise. Go run, go jog, go do something physical. Get out there, do something physical to disperse all that energy. Or you're worried because you have a problem, right? That's why we worry, because we have problems. And I gave you another solution. Spirit gives you another solution. God gives you another solution. Give me the problem. Hand it over to me. You don't have to worry about it. I'll take care of it. I'll give you a solution. That seems so easy, though, doesn't it? It seems so simple. Just turn it over to God or Spirit or your ancestors and say, okay, I'm starting to worry, and it seems to be a little bit excessive, and I don't seem to have a solution, and I'm constantly worrying about this, whatever situation it is. Going back to what Spirit said, that's time to just turn it over and let it go. Give it to them. Okay, here we go. Here's the problem. I'm going to go have some fun. I'm going to go enjoy my life. I'm going to go show appreciation for things I do have. I'm going to find things that I really appreciate doing and do them. Or I'm going to look for things to appreciate. I'm going to watch some very funny movies because I love funny movies, and that makes me feel better. Whatever feels better, right? Whatever feels good and gets you out of that state. You got to break the state, the worry state, and give it to God and say, okay, here, I'm worrying. You take my problem. You bring me a solution. And while I'm waiting for you to bring me a solution, I'm going to stop that worry process. I'm going to stop that mind chatter, that monkey mind, and I'm just going to go do things I appreciate doing. I'm going to go in the garage and I'm going to build a car, right? I'm going to knit this thing. I'm going to put my mind into something else. Get the mind busy doing something else and stop worrying about life. So you can go run, you can jog, you can take drugs, you can, you know, take tranquilizers, go drink alcohol, take drugs to stop worrying. Or you can take God, take Spirit, take their advice, which is basically turn it over to them, let it go. They'll bring you a solution. And when that solution feels really, really, really good to you, then you'll do it. If it doesn't feel good, don't do it. Wait, because maybe that's your ego playing out something again. And then start to manifest what the solution is. Start focusing on that. Wow. Do a vision board on it. Do whatever it takes to get your energy focused on what you want. With Spirit saying, this is a solution. It feels good to have this. I'm going to focus on it. I'm going to focus on this time frame. I'm going to give them a deadline to bring it to me because that's what they said. Okay. That's what I said. If I went to a psychic, that's what they said. I'm going to believe it because it sounds really good and it feels really good. I'm going to start my vision board around this. I'm going to start visualizing this because it feels really good. Okay, so I've had fun today. This has been fun for me to do this, just a reminder for me, and I hope it's a benefit to some people. And if I didn't give you a solution, turn it over. Go meditate for a while on your problem and then step out of the way and let solution come to you. It'll come in another way. It'll come in another form, but it always does. Solution always comes. If you trust that your ancestors, your spirit guides love you deeply, fully, completely, God loves you, the universe loves you, that's why you're here, is because you're a product of love, and they want to help you. That's their job, is to help you. Their job is to assist you in solving all your problems and making your life magnificent. So thank you for listening. It's been fun. I will be back on Thursday. Tomorrow is Do Stuff Day for me. I got to do stuff. So love you guys. Be good. Bye.